Al-Mulk, the Supreme Power. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Blessed is he who holds complete supreme power. He is the possessor of prudential power to do every desired thing. It is he who has created death and life, so that he may reward you after trying you as to which of you excels in doing good deeds. He is the Almighty, the Great Protector. It is he who has created seven heavens, one upon another, in conformity with each other. You can see no flaw, no incongruity, and no imperfection in the creation of the Most Gracious God. Then look up once more to heaven. Do you see any flaw? Look again, and yet again, to find out any confusion in divine law. The result will only be that your eye will return to you dazzled while it is weary, and you will be unable to find any discordance. We have certainly adorned the lowest heaven with star-like lamps, and we have made them as means of conjecture for the evil ones and the astrologers who invent good or bad omens from the movement of the stars. Remember, we have prepared for these soothsayers the punishment of the blazing fire, and there awaits the punishment of Gehenna for those who disbelieve in their Lord. What a horrid resort it is! When they are cast therein, they will hear its roaring and a loud moaning while it heaves up boiling with them. It almost bursts with the intense fury of the fire. As often as a host of wrongdoers is cast into it, its wardens will ask them, "Did no warner come to you from your Lord?" They will say, "No doubt, a warner did come to warn us, but we cried lies to him and we said, Allah has revealed nothing. You are only in great error." And they will add, "If we had only listened and tried to understand, we would not have been among the inmates of the blazing fire this day." They will thus confess to their sins when confession will be of no use, and inmates of the blazing fire are far removed from God's mercy. Verily, as to those who hold their Lord in awe in their heart of hearts, there awaits them protection against lapses and a great reward. O people, whether you conceal your thoughts or speak them openly, it makes little difference to him, for he knows well the innermost secrets of the hearts. Does he who has created all things not know his own creation? He knows all that is abstruse and subtle, and is all aware. He it is who has made the earth smooth and subservient to you for your benefit. So traverse far and deep into its spacious paths for your spiritual and material advancement, and thus by active labor eat of his sustenance and enjoy his gifts. To him will you all return after your having been raised to life. Do you feel secure from him who is overhead to you all, thinking that he may leave you downtrodden in the earth and may cause it to sink with you when all of a sudden it begins to shake? Do you feel secure from him who reigns in the heaven above you, seeing that he may send a violent storm, raising dust and pebbles on you? Look, you shall soon realize how true was my warning. And certainly their predecessors treated my messengers to them as liars. Then see how destructive was my disapproval at their denial. Have they not seen above them the birds with spread out wings in flight, which they also draw in to swoop down on the prey? None but the Most Gracious God holds them there. Verily, he has knowledge of each and every thing. Or who is it that can serve as an army to help you against the Most Gracious God if he intends to do you harm? The disbelievers are only laboring under a misconception in thinking to baffle the cause of God. Or who is it that will provide sustenance for you if he withholds his gifts? The fact is that they persist in transgression and are running away from the truth. Is he who goes groveling on his face better guided, or he who walks upright on a straight and right path? Say, it is he who has brought you into being and made for you ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to understand, yet little thanks do you give. Say, it is he who has multiplied you in the earth, and to him you shall all be gathered. And they say to the Muslims, when will this threat be executed if you are truthful in your assertions? Say, the knowledge of the time of its occurrence is with Allah. I am only a plain warner. But when they see it nigh, the faces of those who disbelieve will wear a grieved look. And it will be said to them, this is what you used to ask for so persistently. Say, have you considered if Allah destroys me and those who are with me, my companions of faith? Rather, he will have mercy on us. Who is there to protect the disbelievers from a woeful punishment? For the guilty will, all the same, reap the fruit of their evil deeds. Say, he is the most gracious God. In him have we believed, and in him have we put our trust. And you will soon know which one of us is in manifest error. Say, have you considered if all your water were to disappear in the depths of the earth? Who then will bring you pure flowing water? Al-Qalim, the pen. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. The inkstand and the pen, and all that they, the owners of the pen, the scholars, write, bear witness to the fact that, by the grace of your Lord, you are not a madman at all. And most surely there awaits you a reward never to be cut off. And you possess outstandingly high standards of moral excellence. And you shall soon know, and so will these, the disbelievers, as to which of you is afflicted with madness. Surely your Lord knows best those who go astray from his path, and he also knows best those who follow the right guidance. So do not listen to those who cry lies to the truth. They wish you to be dishonestly pliant and not condemn their evil deeds in strong language, so they too would in return adopt a conciliatory attitude. Do not listen to any wretched swearer, who is a backbiter, one who goes about with slander and evil talk, any hinderer of people from doing good, a transgressor, a sinful person. Nor listen to any hard-hearted ruffian, who is above all this, utterly useless and known for mischief-making. Only because he owns wealth and numerous sons and influence. When our messages are recited to him, he says, these are mere stories of the ancients, so outdated rubbish. We will soon brand him on the snout and stigmatize him with the indelible disgrace. Thus have we made these opponents undergo a trial, just as we made the owners of a garden undergo it when they swore one to another that they would pluck all its fruit the next morning. And they were so sure of it that they made no reservation for the poor and did not say, if it be Allah's will. So a sudden and awful visitation, a calamity from your Lord, visited it while they were asleep, so that this garden became, as it were, a dark, desolate spot, whose all fruit had been already plucked. Meanwhile, they called one to another at the break of dawn, saying, go forth early at dawn to your field, if you would pluck and gather the fruit. So they set out talking together in low tones, saying, let not a single indigent person break through you to enter this garden today. And they repaired to the garden early with the dawn, thinking about themselves as having the power to shut out the poor from entry. When they saw it desolated, they said, "We have surely mistaken the way. Rather, we have been deprived of all the fruit of our labor. Indeed, we have lost everything." The most upright man among them said, "Did I not say to you, why do you not give glory to God?" Thereupon they said, "Glory be to our Lord. Certainly we have been wrongdoers." Then some of them turned their faces to the others, reproaching one another. They said, "Oh, woe to us! We have been indeed transgressors. We hope our Lord will give us something better instead of this. To our Lord surely we turn humbly." Such is the punishment for the disbelieving Meccans in this very life, and greater still is the punishment of the hereafter, if they but understand. There are indeed gardens of bliss with their Lord for those dutiful who carefully guard against evil. Are we to treat those who submit to our will as we treat those who sever their connection with us? What is wrong with you? How ill you judge! O Meccans, have you a book wherein you read that you will surely have it in the hereafter, whatever you choose? Or have you taken a covenant which is binding on us till the day of resurrection, that you shall have there all that you ask for? Ask them, which of them will vouch for that? Or have they any associate gods to vouch for it? If so, then let them bring their associate gods, if they are truthful. On the day when there is severe affliction, and the truth is laid bare, and they will be called upon to prostrate themselves, but they will not be able to do so. Their looks will be downcast, and they will be overwhelmed with disgrace. Before this state of theirs, they had been called upon to prostrate themselves before God, while they were still safe and sound, but they had refused. Therefore, leave me alone to deal with those who deny this revelation. We shall overtake them, leading them to their ruin, step by step, in a manner they do not know. Yet I shall give them respite to mend their ways. Verily, my plan is invincible and firm. Prophet, do you ask from them a reward for conveying to them the message of prophethood, so that they are weighed down by this undue debt which they find hard to pay? Or have they the knowledge of the unseen, so that they write it down to judge things in its light? So persevere patiently in carrying out the commandment of your Lord, and do not behave like the man of the big fish, Jonah, when he called to his Lord, and he was depressed with grief. Had not a gracious favor from his Lord reached him and saved him, he would surely have been cast off on a barren tract of land while he was in this miserable plight. But his Lord chose him and made him one of the righteous. Those who disbelieve would fain have dislodged you from your God-given mission with their angry looks when they heard the reminder full of admonition. And they say, "He is certainly a madman." And this Quran is nothing less than a means to rise to eminence for all nations. Al-Haqq, the great inevitable reality. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. The great inevitable reality. What is that great inevitable reality? Before it actually takes place, you know little what it is, and what should make you know what that great inevitable reality is? The tribe of Thamud and Ad treated the news of the calamity which strikes people's hearts with terror to make them realize as a lie. As for Thamud, they were destroyed by the shock of an exceedingly violent and thunderous blast. As for Ad, they were destroyed by a furious wind, blowing with extraordinary force, which he let loose on them for 7 nights and 8 days, with no break, so that if you had been there, you would have seen the people lying therein sprawled, looking as though they were hollow trunks of palm trees fallen down. Now, when they are dead and gone, do you see any of their remnants? Pharaoh and his predecessors, and the inhabitants of the overthrown cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, persistently indulged in evil ways. They disobeyed in their respective times the messenger of their Lord, so he seized them with an ever-increasing punishment. Similarly, Noah was disobeyed, and no sooner did the water begin to rise high than we carried people like you in the floating ark. We relate these events to you so that we might make them an example for you, and so that the listening ear might listen and bear in mind. When the trumpet is blown with a single blast, and the earth and the mountains are borne away, and then crushed into fine dust with a single crash, then on that day the great and sure reality shall come to be. And the heaven will cleave asunder, for it will have become frail on that day. And the angels will be standing on all sides of the heaven, and 8 divine powers will on that day be above them, bearing the throne of power of your Lord. On that day you shall be brought before God, and none of your secrets will remain hidden. Now, he who is given his record of deeds in his right hand will say joyfully to others, "Here, take and read my record of deeds. Verily, I was sure that I would have to face my reckoning one day." So he shall lead an everlasting life of blissful happiness in a lofty garden, the clusters of fruit of which will be hanging low, within easy reach to gather. It will be said to those therein, "Eat and drink delightfully and to your heart's content, on account of the good deeds you accomplished in the past days." But he who will be given the record of his deeds in his left hand will say, "Oh, would that I had not been given my record, and I had not known my reckoning. Would that it, the death, had made an end of me. My wealth has been of no avail to me this day. My arguments have failed me, and my authority gone." Orders shall be issued about such a one. Lay hold of him and bind him down with fetters. Then cast him into the burning fire, and string him with a chain the length of which is 70 cubits, according to the average length of human life in years. Verily, he did not believe in Allah the Great, and he did not urge the people to feed the poor. He has, therefore, no warm friend here this day, nor will he be served with any food excepting something extremely hot, which none but the wrongdoer shall take. But nay, I call to witness those signs which you see, and that which you do not see, that this Quran is surely the word brought by an honorable messenger. It is not at all the word of a poet. Little is the faith you have. Neither is it the word of a soothsayer. Little is the heed you give. It is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. Had he, Muhammad, forged and attributed some saying to us, and said, "This is what Allah has revealed to me," we would have certainly seized him strongly by the right hand, and so deprived him of all his power. And then surely we would have cut off his jugular vein. Then none of you could have stopped us from punishing him, and thus stood in our way of dealing justly. Behold, this Quran is a means to rise to eminence for those who are dutiful and guard against evil. We know, indeed, that there are some among you who reject it. Verily, this will be a source of regret for the disbelievers. It is the absolute truth, a certainty. So glorify the name of your Lord, the Great. Al-Ma'arij, the Ways of Ascent. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. A solicitor solicited the punishment which is bound to befall. Let him know, there will be none to ward it off from the disbelievers. It shall come from Allah, the Master of the Ways of Ascent, which even enable a person to rise higher and higher, so why not solicit His grace? The angels and the spirit of the faithful ascended to Him in a day the measure of which is equal to 50,000 years. So while waiting, patiently persevere, an admirable and graceful persevering. They think it, the day of judgment, to be far off, but we know it to be near at hand. The day it befalls, the heaven shall become red like molten copper, and the mountain shall become like flakes of multicolored wool. No warm friend will inquire after a warm friend, though they will be placed in sight of one another. The guilty person would wish to redeem himself from the punishment of that day, even by offering his children as ransom. The guilty will gladly sacrifice his wife and his brother to redeem himself, and even his kinsfolk who gave him shelter in time of distress. And by offering all that is on the earth put together, thinking if only thus he might deliver himself from the punishment. By no means, he can never be redeemed. Surely it, the punishment you are warned against, is a blazing fire, stripping off the skin even to the extremities of the human body. It will claim the person for consumption who drew back from accepting the truth and turned away, refusing to obey. It will claim him who amassed wealth and withheld it. Verily, such a person is impatient and miserly by nature. He loses heart and becomes fretful when evil afflicts him, but is niggardly when good falls to his lot. Different, however, is the case of those devoted to prayers, those persons who remain constant and steadfast in their prayers, and those in whose wealth there is a recognized right, a fixed share set apart for one who asks for help, and also for one who is prevented even from asking for one reason or the other. Different also is the case of those who accepted the truth of the day of requital, and those who are fearful of the punishment from their Lord. The fact is that the punishment of their Lord is not a thing to be felt secure from. Different as well is the case of those who guard their private parts by restraining their passions, accept from their free wives, or those wives of theirs whom their right hands own, for which they are not to blame. But it is those who seek to satisfy their lust in any other way excepting that of marriage that are the transgressors. And different also is the case of those persons who are watchful of their trust and their covenants, and those who are upright in their evidences and bear true testimony, and those persons who are strict in the observance of their prayers. All these mentioned shall be dwelling in gardens, honored and treated generously. What is wrong with those who disbelieve, that they come running headlong towards you, from the right hand and from the left, from all directions, in various parties? Does each and every one of them covet to be admitted to the garden of bliss? No, never shall they enter it. We have created them for that substantial purpose, the worth of which they know to discharge their obligations to God and people and to themselves. But nay, I call to witness the Lord of the East and the West. We are certainly powerful to change them into better beings than they are, and that we can never be frustrated in our purpose. Therefore, leave them alone to indulge in unimportant conversation and to amuse themselves in idle pursuits until they meet that day of theirs that they are warned of. The day when they have risen to life will come out hastily from their graves as though they were racing to a target which they must meet. Their eyes will be downcast and shameful. Humiliation will be overwhelming them. Such shall be the punishment of the day with which they are being threatened. Nuh, Noah. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. We sent Noah to his people, saying, "Warn your people before a grievous punishment comes upon them." He said, "O my people, I am a plain warner to you. I say to you that you should worship Allah and take him as a shield and obey me. If you do so, he will protect you from the commitment of sins and also the punishment of your sins. And by prolonging your lives, he will grant you reprieve till an appointed term. Verily, the time of the divine decree appointed by Allah cannot be held back once it falls due. If only you had been a possessor of true knowledge, you would have known this." Then, seeing his people's persistent denial, he, Noah, said, at long last, "My Lord, I have called my people to you day in and day out. But the more I call them, the more they flee from me. As often as I call them to you, so that you might protect them against the commitment of further sins, and also against the evil consequences of their sins, they plugged their ears with their fingers, and drew their cloaks around them, and thus covered their hearts, and persisted in their stubbornness and denial, and behaved in an extremely insolent manner. Then I invited them to you openly. Then I spoke to them in public as well as in private, to make them understand the truth somehow. And I said, 'Seek the protection of your Lord, for he is great protector as ever. If you listen to me, he will send upon you clouds raining over and over again in abundance. He will add to your wealth and children. He will provide for you gardens and will place streams at your disposal to make you prosperous.' And so did Prophet Muhammad say, 'People, what is wrong with you that you have no faith in the majesty of Allah and no hopes for being granted honor and greatness from Allah? Whereas he has created you, passing you through various stages and endowed you with different qualities? Do you not consider how Allah created the seven heavens, one upon another in perfect conformity with one another? And he has set the moon in their midst for light, and the sun he has made as a glorious lamp. It is Allah who germinated you from the earth in a wonderful growth. Then will he return you to it and then raise you to a new life on the day of awakening. Allah has made the earth a vast expanse for you, that you may traverse its spacious paths for the development of civilization and also to attain spiritual perfection.' Noah said, 'My Lord, they, my people, have disobeyed me. They follow such leaders whose wealth and children only add to their loss. They have devised a mighty and heinous plan against the Prophet. And they say one to another, "Never abandon your gods. Neither abandon Wad, nor Su'a, nor should you abandon Yaguth and Ya'uk and Nasr." Thereupon the Prophet prayed, "Lord, and indeed they have led many people astray, and add to the disappointment of these wrongdoers." Accordingly, these people were drowned and made to enter the fire because of their wrongdoings. They found none against Allah who could help them. And Noah had prayed to his God, "My Lord, do not leave a single dweller from among the disbelievers on the land. For if you leave them thus, they will only lead your servants astray and will beget only immoral and ungrateful children. My Lord, protect me and my parents and those who enter my house bearing true faith and all the believing men and believing women. Lord, as for the wrongdoers, grant them no increase except in perdition. Al-Jinn, the Jinn. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever-Merciful, say, it has been revealed to me that a party of the Jinn, the non-Arab Jews of Nasibin, called the Jinn because of their being strong, sharp, and effective in affairs, listened to the Quran. So they said to their people on their return, surely we have heard a wonderful Quran. It guides towards righteousness, so we declare our faith in it. We shall no longer worship any god besides our Lord. And the truth is that the majesty of our Lord is exalted. He has taken to himself no consort, nor has he begotten a son. And we admit that the foolish among us used to say many exaggerated and blasphemous things against Allah. And we acknowledge that we believed in them because we never thought that men and jinn could ever possibly utter a lie about Allah. The fact is that some humble and lowly men from among the common folk used to seek refuge with some big and influential men from among the jinns, and thus they increased these jinns in arrogance and conceit. These men from the jinn believed, even as you believe, that Allah would raise no one as messenger. And we, the non-Arab Jews, the jinn who had listened to the Quran as diviners and astrologers, had primarily sought to probe the secrets of space above, but we found it teeming with strong guards and shooting stars, a phenomenon which generally occurs before the advent of a divine reformer. And that we used to sit in some of the observatories to listen to something, but he that tries to listen in order to forecast some event, now with the advent of Islam, finds a shooting star in ambush for him. We confess that we do not know whether evil is hereby augured for those who are on the earth, or whether their Lord thereby intends to bestow right guidance for them. And some of us are righteous, and some of us are otherwise. We follow different ways. And we have come to know for certain that we can never frustrate the purpose of Allah in the earth, nor can we escape him by flight in any direction. No sooner did we hear the guidance contained in the Quran than we believed in it. And he who believes in his Lord does not have to fear that his reward will be reduced or injustice will be done to him. And some of us submit to the will of God, while some of us are deviators from the right course. It has also been revealed to the Prophet that those who submit to God's commandments are actually those who earnestly aim at the right way and find it out, and that the deviators from the right course are the fuel of Jahannam, and that if these Meccan disbelievers keep to the right path and accept the divine message, we will certainly provide them with abundant water, wealth, and other material benefits in the present life to avail from, with the result that in that case, we will thereby purify them thoroughly and well. And he who turns away from the remembrance of his Lord, he will drive him into an overwhelmingly stern punishment. And that the mosques are meant for the worship of Allah, so call on no one therein beside Allah. And when Muhammad, Allah's servant, stands up calling to him, these disbelievers crowd upon him, well nigh suffocating him, to stifle and smother his voice. Say, I invoke only my Lord, and I associate no one with him as his partner. Say, I have no power to avoid either harm from you or to do some good to you. Say, surely none can grant me shelter against Allah if I disobey him, nor can I find any refuge besides him. My responsibility is only to convey what is revealed to me from Allah and complete the mission of prophethood. And there awaits those who disobey Allah and his messenger the fire of Jahannam wherein they shall abide for a long time. They will continue to oppose the prophet until they see that punishment they are threatened with. And soon they will know who is weaker in respect of helpers and less in numbers. Say, I have no knowledge whether that punishment you are threatened with is near at hand, or whether my Lord will fix a later term for it. He alone knows the hidden future, and he does not grant predominance to anyone over his secrets, except to him whom he chooses to be a messenger of his, to whom he frequently tells many news about the hidden future. And when he does this, he orders an escort of guarding angels to go before him and behind him, that he may make it known to the people that they, the divine messengers, have properly delivered the messages of their Lord. He encompasses in his knowledge all that they have and keeps count of all things. Al-Muzzammil, he that has wrapped himself up. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful, O you that have wrapped yourself up in robes of prophethood, stand up in prayer at night, except for a small portion of it, half of it, or you may however reduce it a little, or prolong it a little more, and keep on reciting the Quran distinctly and thoughtfully well. Verily, we are soon going to charge you with the enormous and important responsibility of conveying to people the message of your Lord. Verily, getting up at night for prayer is the most effective means of subduing oneself and the most upright way to acquire control over one's actions and speech. Indeed, you have a long chain of engagements during the day. Therefore, extol the name of your Lord and devote yourself to him with exclusive and sincere devotion. He is the Lord of the East and the West. There is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but he. Therefore, take him as disposer of your affairs, putting your full trust in him, and patiently persevere in the face of all that these enemies say, and withdraw from them in a graceful manner. Leave me to deal with those who belie the truth, and who are possessors of ease and plenty, and give them a little respite. We have a variety of fetters ready to bind them with, and a raging fire to throw them into, and food that chokes, and a woeful punishment. That punishment will befall them on the day when the earth and the mountain shall quake, and the mountain shall crumble into heaps of sand dunes. O people, we have indeed sent a great messenger to you, who is a witness over you, just as we sent Moses as a messenger towards Pharaoh. But Pharaoh disobeyed the messenger, so we seized him with a terrible punishment. So all of you, be on guard against such an attitude. But if you also disobey the messenger sent to you, how will you then guard yourselves from the calamity of the day which will turn even children prematurely gray-headed, and because of which the heaven shall be rent asunder? This is the promise of God. Remember, his promise is bound to be fulfilled. Verily, this Quran is a reminder. Therefore, let him who will follow the way leading towards his Lord. Surely your Lord knows that you remain standing to say night prayers for nearly 2/3 of the night, and sometimes half or 1/3 of it. And so does a party of those of your believing companions who are with you. And Allah determines the night and the day. Sometimes the nights are long and sometimes they are short, and sometimes the day and the night are equal. He knows that you, the Muslims in general, will not be able to keep up so long a vigil. He has therefore turned to you with mercy. Recite then as much of the Quran in your night prayer as is easily possible. He knows that some of you may be taken ill, and others may be moving about in the land seeking Allah's bounty, and still others who may be fighting for the cause of Allah. So, O Muslims, recite as much of it as is easily possible for you. You shall, however, observe prayer regularly 5 times a day in all events, and go on presenting the zakat, and set apart a goodly portion of your possessions to give for the sake of Allah. And whatever good you send on before for yourselves, you will find it with Allah as the best of things, meriting the greatest reward. And seek protection of Allah. Verily, Allah is all-protecting, ever merciful. Al-Muddathir, one endowed with excellent capabilities. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. O you who have been endowed with excellent capabilities, arise with the divine message and warn, and your Lord do announce His supremacy, and purify your clothes and your heart. And idol worship, spare no pains to exterminate it and shun all uncleanliness, and bestow no favor seeking to get more in return. And endure your trials with perseverance for the sake of your Lord. And the day the trumpet of the prophet's call to the people is sounded, that will be a day full of woe and distress for the opponents of truth, for this day will spell final defeat of disbelief. For the disbelievers, it will not be easy to behold the complete triumph of truth. Leave me alone to deal with him whom I created, to whom I gave abundant wealth and sons that remain present with him. And I provided for him all necessary equipment. Yet he covets that I should give him more. Certainly not, for he has been a stubborn opponent to our messages. Rather, I will inflict on him an increasingly overwhelming torment. Lo, he pondered and planned. Ruin seize him. How maliciously he planned. Again, ruin seize him. How maliciously he planned. Then he looked about to give his calculations and planning another thought. Then he frowned and scowled in disdain. Then he turned back in scorn and waxed proud, and said, "This Quran is nothing but an age-long magic handed down by tradition. This is nothing but mere words of a human being. Soon I shall cast him into the hellfire." How should you realize what the hellfire is? It spares none. It leaves nothing unconsumed. It scorches the face, the skin, and the body. 19 wardens are appointed over it. None but angels have we appointed as wardens of the hellfire. We have fixed their number in order to purify and purge the sins of those who disbelieve. The result of this is that the people of the scripture will be convinced, and those who believe will increase in faith and act with righteousness. And those who have been given the scriptures as well as the believers may both attain certainty and will not be misguided. And the people with diseased hearts and the disbelievers will say, "What does Allah mean by such an illustration?" Thus does Allah forsake him who wishes to go astray, and guides him who wishes to be guided. And none knows the number of the host of your Lord but he. And this Quran is nothing but a means for human beings to rise to eminence. Nay, I call the moon to witness, and also the night when it departs, and the dawn when it shines forth. Verily it, the fire of hell, in itself is one of the great calamities, a warning to humankind. Yet whosoever of you wants to go ahead may do so, or whoever of you wants to lag behind may do so, for warning avails only those who are really keen to be guided aright. Every soul is bound to pay for its deeds. Different, however, is the case of the blessed ones. They will be in gardens inquiring of the guilty ones. what has brought you into hell? They will reply, We were not of those who offered prayers. Nor did we feed the poor, and we indulged in vain talk along with those who indulged therein. And we always cried lies to the day of requital, till death overtook us. That is why the intercession of the intercessors will be of no avail to them. What is wrong with them, then, that they are thus turning away from the exhortation of the Quran? They behave as if they were frightened donkeys, making others frightful too, running away from a lion. The fact is that every one of them desires that he should individually be given open scripture direct from heaven. This can never be so. The fact is that they have no fear of the hereafter. This should not be so. Verily, this Quran is a means to rise to eminence. Let him, then, who will, remember it to win glory and honor for himself. But these deniers will not remember it unless Allah so will. He alone is worthy to be taken as a shield, and he alone is most worthy of granting protection. Al-Qiyamah, the Resurrection. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Nay, it is not like what you imagine. I swear by the day of resurrection, and I swear by the self-reproaching soul at the doing of an evil deed as an evidence to the truth of final resurrection. Does a human being think that we will not assemble his bones? We will indeed. No doubt, we have the power to reproduce him to a complete form, even to the very tips of his fingers. His denial of resurrection is because a human being likes to continue in his evil ways, in the life that is before him, without fearing the consequences of his deeds. He asks with contempt and doubt, When shall the day of resurrection come to be? It shall be the day when the sight of a person is confused, and he is confounded for being unable to find the right course. And the moon will eclipse, and the sun and the moon will be brought together. The human being shall say on that day, Whither to flee? To nowhere at all, there is no refuge. Upon that day the recourse shall be to your Lord. Upon that day every soul shall be informed about all his commissions and omissions. Rather, a human being is himself well aware of his own self, and so himself is a witness against his own soul. No excuse will be accepted from him, even though he puts forth all possible excuses to prove his innocence. Prophet, when we reveal the Quran, do not move your tongue with a mind to repeat this revelation in order to commit it to your memory hurriedly. The responsibility of its collection and its arrangement lies on us. When we recite it, then follow its recitation. The responsibility of explaining it lies again on us. Behold, you people love the present transient life and neglect the hereafter. On that day, some faces will be fresh, beaming, and bright, looking absorbed in the vision of their Lord. And also on that day, some faces will look gloomy and dismal, because they will realize that a back-breaking calamity is about to befall them. Behold, when it, the soul of a dying person, reaches the throat to leave his body in death, and when those around the dying person say, Who is the physician to cure and save him? And he himself realizes that it is the time of parting. And one shank rubs against the other in death agony, and one distress will be combined with another distress for the departing soul. On that day, people will be driven towards your Lord to reap the fruit of the deeds done in this life. For this person, being unmindful of the consequences, neither accepted the truth nor offered prayer. Rather, he cried lies to the truth and to the prophet, and turned away, refusing to obey his commandments. Then he went to his kinfolk, strutting along in false pride. Woe be to you! Then woe upon you in this very life. Again, in the hereafter, woe be to you! Then woe upon woe. Does a person think that he will be left alone without purpose? Was he not a small drop of semen ejected into a proper place, which drop then became a clot of blood? Then he fashioned him through various stages and perfected him in his make. Then he made of him a pair, the male and the female. Has not such a one who creates from an inanimate source the power of raising the physically and spiritually dead to life? El Insan, the human being. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. There did pass over a human being a period comprising of a long space of time when he was not a thing worth mentioning. We have surely created a human being from a sperm drop, uniting it with an ovum. We wanted to bestow our favor on him. That is why we made him hearing and seeing, enjoying discretion and volition, and so responsible for his actions. Verily, we have shown him the path, clearly giving him the full choice, whether he be grateful or ungrateful. We have indeed prepared for the ungrateful chains and shackles and the blazing fire. The virtuous shall truly drink of a cup tempered with camphor, a symbol of purity and coolness. The drink is from a spring from which the devotees of Allah shall drink. They will strive hard in directing it to flow in abundance, enabling others to drink from it. They fulfill their vows by doing their duty to God and people, and fear a day the woes of which shall be widespread. They give food for the love of him to the indigent, the orphan, and the captive. Assuring them by their gestures, we feed you only to seek the pleasure of Allah. We desire no recompense from you, nor thanks. We surely fear from our Lord the punishment of a day on which the wrongdoers will be frowning and distressful. So Allah will guard them from the evil of that day, and will bestow on them cheerfulness of face and happiness of mind, and will reward them for their having persevered with a blissful garden to live in and silk to wear. They shall be reclining on raised couches. They shall experience therein neither excessive heat of the sun nor intense cold. There shall be spreading close over them the shades of it, and their clustered fruit brought low within their easy reach. They shall be served round in vessels of silver and goblets of glass, looking crystal clear, but made of silver, made in special mold determined by the agents of the Lord of judgment and measure. And therein they shall be given to drink a cup which is tempered with ginger, a symbol of strength, which flows from a spring therein called Salsabil. Inquire about the way. Suns of perpetual bloom shall go round waiting upon them. When you see them, you will take them to be pearls scattered about. When you look, considering the garden as a whole, you will find therein blessings abounding everywhere, and all the equipments of a splendid kingdom. Over them shall be robes of fine green silk and of thick brocade, and they shall be given bracelets of silver as ornaments, and their Lord shall give them to drink a purifying beverage. It will be said, "This is indeed a reward for you, and your striving has been fully appreciated." Surely it is we who have revealed to you the Quran by a gradual and piecemeal revelation. Therefore, abide perseveringly by the commandments of your Lord and wait for the fulfillment of the prophecies, and yield to none of the sinful and ungrateful disbelievers. Extol the name of your Lord morning and evening, and prostrate yourselves before him for a part of the night, and give him glory for long hours of the night. Verily, these disbelieving people love the present transient life, and neglect the very hard day which lies ahead of them. It is we who have created them and strengthened their make, and we shall replace them with their like whenever we please. Verily, this Quran is a reminder, so let him who wishes take a way to his Lord. And you true believers should wish no other way except as Allah wishes for you. Verily, Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. He admits to his mercy those who wish and strive for it. As to the wrongdoers, he has prepared a woeful punishment for them. Al-Mursalat, those sent forth. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful, I call to witness those messengers of truth who are sent forth to spread goodness in continual series. Those that drive off forcefully falsehood and forces of evil as chaff is carried before the wind, and those that spread the truth far and wide, and those that fully distinguish the right from the wrong, and those carrying the message of rising to eminence far and wide, and those presenting this source of eminence in an attempt to purify some from the abomination of sin and to warn others. Verily, that which you are promised must come to pass. So when the small stars will be made to lose their light, and when the heaven shall be opened, and when the mountains shall be blown down to pieces, and when the messengers shall be made to appear in the guise of one person at the appointed time, it is after that the resurrection shall take place. To what day have these portents been deferred? To the day of judgment. How shall you know what the day of judgment is? On that day, woe shall befall those who belie the truth. Did we not destroy the earlier peoples? We will now cause the later generations to follow suit. That is how we deal with the guilty. On that day, woe shall befall those who belie the truth. Did we not create you from an insignificant fluid? Then we placed it in a secure and safe place till an appointed term. Thus did we determine, and how good we are at determining. On that day, woe shall befall those who belie the truth. Have we not made the earth revolving and capable of drawing other bodies towards itself, the living and the dead? And have we not made therein lofty mountains? And by means of them we provide you sweet and wholesome water to drink. On that day, woe shall befall those who belie the truth. It will be said to the followers of Trinity, now move on towards that punishment which you cried lies to. Move on to the shadow that has three branches, which is neither affording shade to you nor protects you from the fire. Rather, it throws huge sparks as huge and high as towers, sparks that look like tawny camels. On that day, woe shall befall those who belie the truth. This is a day when they shall not be able to speak, nor shall they be allowed to offer excuses. On that day, woe shall befall those who belie the truth. God will tell them, this is the day of judgment, when we have gathered you and all the earlier peoples together. If you have any device, try it against me to escape this punishment. On that day, woe shall befall those who belie the truth. As for those who guarded against evil and were dutiful to God and people, they shall indeed on that day live in the midst of comforts and in places with springs and fruits such as they desire. It will be said to them, "Eat and drink delightfully as a reward for that which you used to do in your lifetime. Truly, that is how we reward the doers of good." On that day, woe shall befall those who belie the truth. Disbelievers, eat and enjoy yourselves for a little while in the world. Surely you are the guilty ones. On that day, woe shall befall those who belie the truth. When it is said to them, "Bow down before your Lord," they bow not down. On that day, woe shall befall those who belie the truth. Look, in what other revelation will they believe after this, when they have refused to accept such an infallible book as this Quran?